Well, our next guest was a regular on the LPGA Tour for a decade, but Sarah Jane Smith has endured a tough couple of years. So tough, she was contemplating her future in the sport at the age of 38. But thankfully, Sarah has stuck around and at the weekend played some great pressure golf to take out the Mixed Gender Player Series event at Cobram Baruga and her first win as a pro since 2008 in New York. Sarah, congrats and welcome to SEN.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what was it at the weekend for you? Was it satisfaction given the turbulence on the course that I referred to in recent times? Was it relief? Was it pure joy? Or was it all of the above?
I think all of the above, definitely. Probably more relief and joy, but definitely some satisfaction too to know that the work we've been doing is the right work and that it's paying off. So, it was all of the above for sure.
Geez, the scorecard looked good. So you shot a 63, a 65. You finished 20 under, five ahead of Victorian Andrew Martin and the Queenslander Shea Walls-Cobb at 15 under. I think you missed only one fairway on the final day. So what's working for you right now, Sarah?
I've been working really hard on my short game, but I think, my ball striking is back, which is what has been letting me down over the last sort of 4 or 5 years. So to have that back and then the addition of the short game that I've kind of neglected in my career, it just all sort of culminated in a nice sort of mistake-free kind of golf, which was really enjoyable.
And I don't want to make it all about money, of course, but I guess it's a reality in professional sport. That $45,000 winner's check would come in handy, I'd imagine.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we saved a lot, early on, knowing that we were going to have a baby and that would mean a lot of years or a couple of years where we probably wouldn't make a lot of money. But then it wasn't really accounting for the next couple of years of not playing very good golf. So we have, the things have been a little tight lately, so it definitely takes the pressure off and gives us a lot of confidence going forward, which is great.
Yeah, I saw the champagne was flowing on the 18th up there in Cobram. It must have been amazing to not only have your husband Dwayne there, but also, I mean, you mentioned your baby. He's a little boy now, three-year-old Theo, although I'm not sure Theo was sure what to make of it all there, Sarah.
I know, he didn't like it. He was kind of prepared a little bit for what would happen, but then when we got out there and I think the noise and everything happening, and then he turned around and his dad wasn't there, and so he was just, it was all a bit much. And then when I finally got to him, he wouldn't hug me because I was wet. He's like, "You're all wet." I'm like, "Oh no."
And Dwayne, your husband, obviously normally carries the bag for you, doesn't he? But he was obviously given the day off or the weekend off.
Yeah, so we've been really lucky. We have family coming to every other event in Australia, but that one we didn't really work out to have anybody come. So that was the only week where I was pulling my bag the whole week. So he was on daddy daycare while I was at the course on my own. But I definitely missed him out there. But it was so nice that they were able to come out on the last and watch. We had friends there that said, "Go out and watch her on the last line and we'll watch Theo." But Ben was like, no, I think I should just stay away at this point.
So I'm sure you get asked this a lot because I think you've been doing it for a relatively long period of time. But what's it like having your partner and obviously your husband, alongside you out there when you're playing and perhaps when the pressure valve does get cranked up a bit? How do you two get along out there?
Obviously we've made it work. We've been doing it for a long time now. He's been my only caddy in my career, so I've had to have fill-ins at certain points for different reasons, but we've been doing it now. This will be our 18th season. But I think we're both pretty even-keeled, so for the most part we stay pretty relaxed. There's obviously always something. We have little disagreements here and there on the golf course, just not on the golf, but sometimes, I'll catch his reaction on something, which is usually based on, in his mind, he thinks he's done something wrong or could have done a better job. And as I look at him, it looks like he's like, "What was that shot?" So they're about the only times we get mad at each other. But, I'm really fortunate that we've been able to make it work. And, sometimes when it's not going well, it can be tough because you're both going through the down together. Even then it's better to be doing it together. So, but when it's going well, it's just a whole nother level of happiness, I guess.
Yeah, good on you. It's fantastic. And I was really keen to tap into, if we can, Sarah, around your what appears to be your renaissance. I mean, where had things unraveled for you, you know, last year and in the months and years prior to that? Where had it sort of gone wrong, do you feel?
It's sort of, I think I'd never really had a lot of time off golf. Early on in my career, I took the whole sort of Christmas and New Year off, and I thought, you know, I'd just have a few weeks to get back stuck into it, and it just didn't go well. And I sort of made the promise to myself that I'd never do that again. I'd always keep on top of it. Even over Christmas break at home, my husband's dad has a driving range on the Sunshine Coast, and we just go out there in like our swimmers basically, and, you know, hit balls and just to keep a little bit of something going. So it was the first time that I'd really had like a long break when I took my maternity leave from the LPGA. So I ended up, I wasn't away that long in the end. I think it was only about 8 months between when I finished playing and my next tournament. Theo was 6 months old. And it just sort of, I felt pretty good coming back. I felt strong enough and fit enough. I probably wasn't mentally ready to come back then. You know, like I found it really hard to leave Theo. But I got lucky in that, I got lucky for my mental state that when COVID hit, then I got another 6 months with him, and I didn't get back into full-time playing until he was one then. But that was good for myself, I feel like. But for my golf, then it was, you know, like I'd had, you know, over a year of not playing competitively. And although I was practicing just as much as usual, it just, it took a while. I felt like early on, like my ball striking wasn't great, but it was doable. But I just felt like I don't know what the right word would be, like golf smarts. I don't know what it just wasn't there. I wasn't thinking the same as I used to. And just, you know, little things that you get better at by playing more and more, like different shots, and I just, like, it seems silly, but literally like remembering how to do the little bits and pieces that you kind of just take for granted, I think. And then slowly I just sort of lost the way a little bit with my golf swing. I don't really know. There wasn't major changes, but just little things here and there. And then it just sort of continuously got worse and worse and worse. And I just couldn't find a way to make it any better. So at the end of the season, I sort of got back in touch with Grant Field up at home on the Sunshine Coast, and pretty much instantly he had a plan of what he thought was going on and what I needed to do. And I saw the results pretty much instantly. I was hitting 6 greens around, like, not something I'd never ever done before. And then by the weekend of the Aussie Open, after just seeing him that week at around Victoria Golf Club, I hit 15 greens both Saturday, Sunday. So it was like, in whatever he saw, he kind of fixed it in the simplest of ways. But we sort of saw massive improvement straight away, which is great.
Sarah, the specifics of what you do, I mean, you lost your playing rights and you chose not to go to tour school, obviously, and there's a cost that comes with that, but the specifics of being on tour?
Yeah, so at the end of the season last year, I just didn't really feel like I was in the right place to go back to Q school. I mean, we went the year before and I finished, I got the second to last full card, but it doesn't actually get you full playing rights. So I ended up still having to Monday qualify at the beginning of the season. And I was fortunate enough to Monday qualify in one of the early events, and I played well enough to reshuffle and basically got into every full field event for the rest of the season. So when we were kind of looking at Q school, you know, it cost us about 10 grand to go the year before, because now it's over 2 weeks and we need a nanny to come with us with Theo. So it was kind of an expensive endeavor for not a whole lot of benefit. And in the state my game was, and mentally, I just didn't feel like it was something we wanted to do. So I ended up coming home and playing the Aussie Open, because that clashed with Q school. And fortunately, that's where we sort of hooked up with Grant. And I think, and you know, looking back, it was probably the right decision. And now going forward, I've sort of got to do the same thing as last year. I'll be doing Monday qualifiers and then filling the gaps in with Epson when I'm not in an LPGA event. So I'll be playing golf constantly, which is, you know, which is the main thing. And then hopefully can get a good result in at some event on LPGA and reshuffle back in.
So had you fallen out of love with the game, Sarah? I mean, is it an exaggeration to say you'd considered quitting, which is an easy thing for people to report, but was there actual, you know, any truth to that? Had you really considered sort of moving on and doing something else?
I didn't want to finish up and I didn't feel finished with golf. I've actually found that I'm enjoying it more now since Theo. And that was kind of one of the things that I really found difficult with how I was playing, is because, you know, when you look at the results, like, oh, she hasn't played well since she had a baby. And people are kind of like, oh, that makes sense. She had a baby. It's hard. But Theo's made everything better. So I just felt like I hated that it kind of looked like I wasn't playing well because of him. But, you know, at the end of the season, when we were kind of looking at things and what I wanted to do going forward, it's like, if because of the few years we had, we've invested in a house and we've been doing it up over the last couple of years. And basically, to keep going forward, you know, if we didn't have some drastic change of event in the next couple of months, basically, we would have to sell the house just to keep going. And I just didn't know whether I wanted to risk everything we'd kind of saved and worked towards to just give it another go for another couple of years, to possibly just throw it away. So it was kind of a hard decision to make, but we were kind of just going to see how the next few months go. And so yesterday was big for a lot of reasons, but it's not, you know, like you said, it's not the reason you play, but to have some relief from the winner's check is a big, big bonus.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess we all play sport initially, don't we? Because we love it. We enjoy it. So you mentioned Grant Field earlier. Is he, as much as Theo's played a role in your life, of course, being your son, is he someone who's helped you realise that love all over again?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's funny. And I didn't really even realise quite at first, but he's been working and teaching out of a golf course that my dad is actually a greenkeeper up at Pelican Waters on the Sunshine Coast. And they've got an amazing new chipping facility. And it won't be open until possibly April at the earliest. And he was saying to me at the end of last year, he's like, well, we probably won't get to use it this year, but next year when you come home, we'll be able to do heaps of work around the chipping green. And it was the first time where, you know, I'd kind of given myself a little deadline in my head of maybe just a couple more years, you know, give it a shot this year, and if it doesn't work out, that would probably be it, or the following year at best. And then it was the first time where I kind of felt sad. I was like, oh, maybe I'll only get 1 year of using the chipping facility, you know, like professionally. And then I was like, well, that's kind of good news, you know, that I had those feelings. I wasn't sure, you know, like I felt like I still really wanted to do it and I loved it, but I genuinely like felt like disappointed that I wouldn't get to do it more. So that was kind of a really fun realization to have, that it is actually still really there. The love and care for it.
Yeah, and obviously listeners will know Grant from his time working with, you know, someone like Cameron Smith, but he gave you some key advice for Cobram Baruga, didn't he? Just to enjoy it, maybe with a few expletives thrown in?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, it's funny. So actually, in the interviews, I actually said the wrong word. He said embrace the yes out of it, which was, I don't know, just something really relaxing about it. And then he also said, which I just thought was incredible, he said that, I would obviously feel different, but just because I felt different didn't mean the skills wouldn't be there. You know, I think in the past, like I'd get a little nervous and then I get quicker and, you know, and then you get a feeling, okay, now I do feel different. I feel a bit nervous, a little tighter, but it doesn't mean that the skills won't be there. It was such a relaxing feeling, which I'd not had in that situation before.
And you're in a nice part of Victoria from, well, now, I think, but obviously the Vic Open starts at 13th Beach on Thursday. So you'd be hoping that we just stay on this nice little gravy train you got going, Sarah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I love playing golf down here. And I mean, it's just a beautiful part of the world. So hopefully we get some good weather. And it's going to be a good week for golf.
Sarah, we wish you well and really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.